Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website, that's trueholinesscogic.org, that's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the Give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, saints of God. I truly thank God for everyone that's on the Zoom call, Zoom line, listening by Facebook. We're going to just spend a little time this morning in a passage of scripture coming from the book of Luke. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Luke 17, 11 through 19. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Look at that. They went to the person whose mercy endureth forever. I said, "Jesus, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priests." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed and turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God. He didn't speak softly. But with a loud voice, he had to recognize that God had done something with a loud voice. That's why I say, you, when God saves you and cleanses you and fills you with the Holy Ghost, nobody has to prompt you and pry you to say anything. When it's on the inside of you, you'll cry with a loud voice, "Thank you, Lord." Oh, glory to God. And so he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Gave him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made the whole." There's a lot going on here. We have humbleness. We have crying out. We have prayer. We have a blessing. We have healing. But we have ingratitude and we have gratitude. And so we're going to look at all of this. If I just ask that you just give me just a little time this morning, because I want us to clearly understand this, because the evangelists have already set the stage from the previous two nights. Oh, on the first night, Evangelist Lewis told us, oh, in everything, give thanks. So it's the will of God. She talked about prayer without ceasing and give thanks in everything because it's God's will. No matter what you're going through, she even shared a personal testimony because she didn't even feel like giving God thanks and giving him praise. But she said, it is his will. So pray without ceasing, she talked about, because there's a prayer in this scripture. Have mercy on us. That's a short, quick prayer. Like Peter, when he walked out on the water and he looked around and he began to sink. He didn't have time to pull out all the right phrases and everything. He just looked up and said, Lord, save me. Oh, that's what he did. Lord reached down and saved him. But then on last night, we got a dozen reasons by other evangelists, a dozen reasons that showed us the power of gratitude. Oh, so many things. But one thing I remember that she said, oh, thank you and please are the keys. Oh, my goodness. Thank you and please are the keys. And so I'm going to try to just wrap all of this up in a simple phrase that anybody can remember. Because I love talking to people who have wisdom and knowledge and are more wiser than I. Even when I was pledging and we had to do fraternity projects and community service, and we would go and we would talk to older people who were wise. And my line brother would say, man, I don't know how you can just go up in there and talk to anybody about anything. I don't even know these people. I say, all you got to do is just ask the right questions and sit back and listen and learn, and they will share some things with you. Well, you know what? Because I have realized in my time on this earth that seasoned and wise people, they have a way of making the complex simple. They'll take it and put it in bite-sized pieces and make it easily digestible to where the choice becomes yours whether or not you want to eat what they've given. I had the pleasure of talking to our state mother. Oh, you talk about somebody that has wisdom. Oh, Mother Ruby, if you ever get a chance, talk to her. She'll make you laugh. She'll make you smile. But she will share something. And we were talking. And Mother got to talking about some things. And she said a phrase. I said, I ain't never heard that one before. I said, Mother, I'm going to use that one day. Didn't know I would use it so soon. We were talking. And Mother said, you know, you work with people sometimes. And you kind of do some things. And then all of a sudden, they get brain sickly. Mother said, yeah, you get brain sickly. They forget about things that you have done. They have selective amnesia. They get brain sickly. I said, oh, Mother, I like that. And see, we're in this period of giving thanks. And so today, I could use from my state mother. Today, I'm going to tell you, don't get brain sickly. Give God thanks. Don't get brain sickly. Oh, like you lost your mind, but give God thanks. You see, it's those simple things, those simple phrases like stop and no, those are two simple words that would just keep you out of trouble. Stop. They're so simple. Stop. And no, but oh, but please and thank you. They go a long way. Mm-mm-mm. So today I want us to remember, don't get brain sickly. Give God thanks. So now when we look at this passage of scripture today in Luke, I want to walk us through this. It came to pass. And verse 11, that means it happened. So anytime you look in scripture and they say, and it came to pass, it happened. Jesus entered into a certain village and he met 10 lepers. And they stood afar off. Here we see someone, a lot of people with a need. Have you ever known people you can't see them or don't know them or don't even remember them till they have a need. Then they want to come to you. Can I get this from you? Can I get that from you? Can you pray for me because I'm going through something? But the moment they get what they want from you, they get brain sickly. They walk away from you. You can't find them anymore. But here were some lepers. They had a need. And see, when you understand leprosy, they were outcast. They were considered unclean. They couldn't even approach within 6 feet of any person, a family member. They were an outcast. They were just banished. Have you ever had a need so that you felt that nobody could help you? Nobody could do anything for you, and you felt like an outcast? But I love this. And they were afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. What's going on here? We act like we don't know God when we have everything we want. When we have everything we need, we act like we don't know who God is. But this scripture lets us know that they were outcast, but as they were far off, they recognized God. Not only did they recognize God, they called him by his name, Jesus. Here they were outcast. They didn't have social media. They didn't have Instagram. They didn't have Facebook, but somehow they had got the message of who Jesus was. And as he came by, they cried out and they said, Jesus. But then they said, Master. A lot of times we want to think that they were saying Rabbi, but the Greek here lets us know that it means chief, the commander, the overseer, the one who has the power to meet needs. That's who they were crying out to, the one who had the power to meet their needs. See, they were in pain. Pain is a communicator. Oh, yes, it is. Pain is a communicator, especially the pain of sickness. I'm not discounting any other thing, but that pain of sickness will bring you to your knees. It'll make you want to pray. That pain of sickness will make you come to the church house. I'm not preaching what I heard or preaching what I know. When they told me I had cancer around my eye and I was standing in the middle of chance, all I could do was look up and say, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it brought me back. Pain was a communicator. It communicated that where I was, nobody could help me but the Lord. Somebody ought to tell God.
Preach it. Preach it.
See, we often sing this song, Jesus, I'll never forget what you done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. No, no, never. Oh, sometimes we sing it a lot because we get brain sickly. We get brain sickly and we forget all of the things that God has done. Oh, hallelujah. They recognize Jesus. People act like they don't know God, but they know who God is. They act like they don't want to serve him until they need him. When they get into trouble, they get into pain, and they have hard times, then they want to say, Jesus, have mercy on us. But I'm here to tell you, don't forget about God when he blesses you. Don't forget to tell him thank you when he blesses you.
Man.
Because what, when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. Here we see obedience to the word. But this is where I'm going. And one of them, when he saw he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Check this out. He had leprosy, was in a situation to where only God could do something for him. And what happened when he saw that he was healed? He realized, oh my goodness, nobody could do this but God himself. He recognized that I was in a state where nobody could do anything for me, but I cried out, I prayed, and he healed me.
Hallelujah.
And I turned back, and he went back, and he glorified God. He gave him praise. He gave him thanks because he realized that he called unto the master, the one who had the power to heal. He was healed. And now he said, I know I couldn't do it myself. Let me go give praise and thanks to the one who did it. But see, we get brain sickly and act like people over in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. They recognized who he was. When he walked down the street, they said, Jesus. Master. The world knows who Jesus is.
Yeah.
He's made himself known through the creation. The heavens declare his glory. They get brain sickly and want to be an atheist or an agnostic. But oh, you better give God thanks today. And I love Romans 1 and 21. It says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful in gratitude. And that's what happened with the other nine. They understood that they could only be healed by God, but that's how we get. We act like we've done something on our own. We didn't have a job, but God gives us a job. We were at every prayer meeting praying for God to bless us. But when he blessed us, we act like we did it on our own. But I'm here to tell you today, don't get brain sickly, because Psalm 75, 6 through 7 says, promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another.
Yes, yes.
We forget that every good and perfect gift comes from above, and we want to take credit ourselves and forget about God. But I'm going to take you over to Psalm 100. I want to put this thing in perspective this morning so you will understand that you need to give God thanks. Psalm 100, verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he, it is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Don't forget who's in charge. Don't forget that it was God, because I'm going to tell you, if you forget, get a little brain cramp every now and again. I want to take you over to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Verse 11 through 19. It even starts off, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. Oh, you better give him thanks in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statute, which I command you this day. Because it goes on all the way through 19 to let them know how he delivered them. But then he gets down to verse 18 in Deuteronomy chapter 8. He says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, listen to this, verse 19, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, if you forget to give him praise, if you forget to give him glory, and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. Get brain sickly if you want to. Oh, all that God gave you, he'll take it away. He'll take it away. Don't forget. See, I love this. Jesus answered them and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the nine? But I want you to understand, if we go back up to verse 16, who fell down and gave him praise and gave him thanks? It wasn't church folk. It was a Samaritan who turned around and gave God praise, gave him thanks. You have to understand that the Samaritans, they were outcasts. They were considered half-breeds. They were not liked. They were despised. But here you have somebody that recognized who God was and recognized that he could not do it on his own. The one, the outcast. He was an outcast amongst the outcasts. He could only hang with the lepers, but in the midst of the lepers, he was still an outcast because he was Samaritan. Even in the church group, oh, hallelujah. But look at church folk.
Hallelujah.
Got what they want from God, thinking he's a genie in the box. They run off and go back to their own life. But the person who was an outcast realized that he was nothing without God, realized that everything he had was because of God, turned back around and said, oh, Lord, I give you thanks. Absolutely. And I give you glory with a loud voice. You see, people will do you like that. I'm reminded over in Genesis chapter 40, when we look at Joseph. Oh, the baker and the cupbearer, they had some dreams over there. Oh, he interpreted their dreams, and they came true. But I like verse 21, Genesis 40, and he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again, and he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. But look at this. Joseph just said, look, when you get to where you're going, don't forget about me, man. Don't forget about me. But oh, did the chief butler get a little brain sickly. Because when we look at Genesis chapter 41, verse 1, and it came to pass at the end of 2 full years, 2 years after Joseph had interpreted his dream, 2 years after he was restored, he had forgot about the man who helped him out. He got brain sick. Y'all know folk could do you like that. Oh, folk could do you like that. But oh, give thanks. When we look over in Luke, oh, chapter 12, verse 16 through 21, there's a certain rich man. He had all his goods and he built bigger barns. And he said, oh, I got so much stuff. I got all of this. Like he big and bad. Don't give thanks unto God from where all blessings flow. He said in verse 18, Luke chapter 12, oh, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull down the barns and I'm going to build me some bigger barns. And then I'm going to put all my stuff. No, you don't own that. And everything we got is by God. We ought to give him thanks. We only stewards. Oh, my God, we not even leasing it. He's just letting us borrow it. But we can't say thanks. We want to just act like it's all ours. Can't even, oh, hallelujah. Jesus. And he said, I'm going to put all my goods. And then check this out. Got so big, so bad. He said in verse 19, and I will say to my soul, y'all remember that? Last time I checked the Bible, my Bible said all souls are mine.
Yes,
but
he's
going to say to my soul, God said all souls are mine, even the soul that sinned shall die. Oh, we get brain strictly. Act like everything is ours. We get brain sickly. He said, I'll say to my soul, thou hast much good. But God, oh, look at this. Verse 20, God said to him, thy food, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. God put it in perspective real quick. Oh, you think you own that? You think you all that without me? Oh, I'm going to show you that all souls are mine. You're going to say to your soul, you don't even own your soul. God said, all souls are mine. Don't get brain sickly. Don't get it twisted. Understand who God is and give him thanks.
Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all don't understand. I'm going to give you one more example because we do it all the time. We get all these promotions. We get up there like we did something, knowing good and well. Sometimes we ain't even have the GPA to even qualify for something, and God opened the door, and we don't even want to tell him thanks. Knowing good and well, we weren't even qualified, but God said, I'm going to show you favor. I'm going to do this thing, and you know it was nobody but God. Then we act like, well, you know, I have X amount of years of experience. You wouldn't have that experience if God didn't give you the opportunity. You better just fall down and say, oh, God, I thank you. I'm not worthy. I didn't deserve it. Oh, God, I'm going to give you praise every day of my life. Oh, hallelujah. See, you act like Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. God showed him that everything was going to be taken away from him. See, he didn't believe it. Because in Daniel chapter 4, verse 30, the king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon? He didn't even say Babylon. He said, great Babylon that I have built. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. How quickly we forget. Get like the Jeffersons and move on up and we just forget about God. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, he said, that I have built for the house of the kingdom that by, look at this. Look at the verse. By the might of my power. Last time I checked, the word of God says, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. But he gonna talk about by my power. And while the word was in the king's mouth, why he was even talking, because he wouldn't give God praise, while he was talking, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O king Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, thy kingdom is departed from thee. Prophecy came to pass just that quick. He became the first werewolf we've ever seen, running around eating grass, because he wouldn't give God the praise. He wouldn't give God thanks. He got brain sickly. I want to show you something. In verse 19, Jesus told him, and he said unto thee, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Here we have completeness, forgiveness of sins, salvation. Look at this. Look at what gratitude did. Everybody else went on their way to go back to their lifestyles and what they had and just forgot about God. But he came back. And guess what? Because he said thank you, he got
hallelujah,
a little bit
hallelujah.
More. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you. Y'all don't understand. See, in the military, they tell you need to make friends with a couple of people. One is the cooks in the kitchen, and the other one is the person in supply. See, when you treat them people right, they'll take care of you. And I learned. Oh, my goodness. When I was overseas, a word called thank you would go a long way in the field when you're hungry. If you told the cooks thank you and it tastes so good, they'll give you a little double portion. Oh, hallelujah. Everybody else walking around wondering why their plate was so light and how my plate got full. I said, all you got to do is have a little gratitude. You see, because what happened, not only did he get healed, but he got salvation. He got saved because he said thank you. He got a little bit more. Y'all know grandma gave you a little bit more on your plate if you say thank you. Oh, come on now. Oh, don't get brain sickly on me today. I'm just talking about giving thanks. Oh, glory, glory, glory. I'm about done. I just love this message today because it make me just want to look back over my life and tell God thank you. I just want to thank him for, y'all know how we say danger seen and unseen. I know that there were some times I could have been dead. I had a gun pulled on me. I should have been shot. But oh, by the goodness and the mercy of God, his mercy that endured forever.
Glory, hallelujah.
I stand here today able to teach the gospel. When I look back over my life and everything that I've been through, when I feet hit the ground, I just tell God thank you. And sometimes we get brain sickly and forget what he did for us 3 hours ago and start begging again. But I'm here to tell you today, tell God thank you and give him praise and give him glory and give him thanks. We get so caught up in life sometimes. We forget about the blessing that's sitting right there in your household.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We, as married people, take our spouses for granted. Don't want to tell them thank you.
Hallelujah.
Every now and again, I'm preaching to myself. Every now and again, married men, I get a brain cramp. I act like she's always supposed to do this. Act like she's supposed to do that. But that 5'1" woman I call sweetie, she'll put me in remembrance every now and again that I need to just back up and realize I need to say thank you. Glory. See, we get caught up in relationships and take people for granted, and then we start complaining about what they did not do and what they're not doing, because what we want,
keep it real.
We want our husbands and our wives to do what we want them to do when we want them to do it. But the question becomes, is that what God wants them to do? Is that what God would have them
to do. And if they are doing what God has for them to do, you ought to tell God, thank you. You ought to tell God, thank you. Oh, I'm talking to the married folk right now. I'm going to break it on down for everybody. Just give me just a few more minutes. We don't want to say thank you, and we get brain sickly. I want to tell you right now, husband or wife, if you got a man or woman in your life that's working hard, doing what God has for them to do, you ought to say thank you. You ought to say thank you if they're coming home and sleeping in your bed with you rather than in somebody else's bed with somebody else. You ought to tell God thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. We take it for granted sometimes and we want to kick them out or want to put them out because they ain't doing this and they ain't doing that. But are they living holy? Are they living righteous? Are they serving the Lord? Are they praying and fasting? Are they reading the Bible? Because that's what God wants them to do. You ought to thank God if you have a godly husband. You ought to thank God if you have a godly wife. Why? Because I know plenty of people wish they had what you had. You ought to tell God, thank you for my husband. Thank you for my wife. Don't get brain sickly. Oh, college students. Oh, don't get brain sickly.
Yes.
Y'all know sometimes you ain't studied. You ain't studied, but the grace and the mercy of God will bring back the lecture, the one lecture that you did sit in. The one lecture that you did sit in and take notes, he'll bring that back to your remembrance and give you the right answer for that question. And then you want to jump around and say, oh, I passed this class. No, you didn't. God passed this class. Don't get brain sick. You ought to run out and say, God, I thank you. Oh, give God thanks. Hallelujah. Running around in that long financial aid line. Finally get your money, get your net check, and then you forget about God. No, you wouldn't have had that money if it wasn't for God. I ain't telling you to give it all to the church, but I'm telling you not to give it all to the mall and the Amazon. Don't get brain sickly. Oh, give God some praise.
Reach, Pastor.
Y'all want me to shut up? I'm trying to get there. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, little kids.
Go in there, Pastor. Go in.
Hallelujah. Look, kids.
Go in.
Look, kids. I'm talking to everybody today. Don't get brain sickly. Because y'all know it's shortly after Thanksgiving. A lot of y'all done went to Black Friday, Black Monday, Black everything in somebody's store. All for your kids. Kids, don't get brain sickly. You're already making your list, telling your parents what you want. Not even asking, but telling them what you want. And you want to see it under the tree. I'm telling you right now, don't get brain sickly. When they get it to you, you better tell them thank you. Because what you fail to realize that you don't see is they have to trade time for money. They have to trade time for money to pay for those things. And every now and again, you ought to just sit down and do a mathematical calculation and figure out, well, I want this, and it takes X amount of dollars. And mom and daddy only make so much per hour. And then they're willing to trade. Let me give you some basic math. If mom and daddy are making $20 an hour, and what you want costs $200. Mom and daddy got to trade 10 hours of that time that they can never get back to give you what you want for $200. You better tell them thank you. Walking around here with expectations and entitlement. You aren't entitled to anything. You ought to tell God thank you. And as I get ready to close, I want to make it plain to all my saints. You see, I don't want us to get brain sickly and taking for granted the salvation that we have a right to. Because of God's grace, some of us want to sin as much as we can sin because we know that God will forgive us. But I'm here to tell you, must we sin that grace may abound?
Hallelujah.
Don't get brain sickly. It costs heaven. Oh, hallelujah. It costs heaven a lot to get us salvation. Jesus bled on the cross.
Hallelujah.
He died. He was pierced in his side. They whipped him all night long. He took your sin and mine. Hung on the cross. He was pierced in his side. He didn't have to do it, but he did. There was no wrong found in him, but he took sin for you and I. He didn't have to do it. Oh, but we act like we forget. Oh, we act like we forget and we think that salvation is free. It is free, but it costs heaven. Oh, salvation, grace, and his mercy, it ain't cheap. Oh, saints of God, give him praise. Give him thanks. Don't forget about God. When he blesses you, don't forget about it. When he saves your soul, don't forget about it. Because, oh, you can do nothing on your own. Today, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, don't get brain sick. Don't forget about God. Remember, it is he that has made you and not yourself. Give God thanks. Give him praise today in everything that you do. Oh, in everything that you go through, give God thanks. Don't forget. Don't be like the nine. Be like the one. Came back and said, Lord, I say thank you. Because when you say thank you, he'll give you a double blessing. When you say thank you, he'll open doors that you didn't even know existed. Oh, just tell him thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Saints of God, don't be brain sickly.
Hallelujah.
Tell God, thank you.
Yes,
oh, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah.
For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.